Sound Opinions is supported by Goose Island, proud supporter of live music and driven to think big about beer since 1988. Goose Island Beer Company, Chicago, Illinois. Think big about beer.
You're listening to Sound Opinions. I'm Greg Cott here with my partner, Jim DeRogatis. And this week we're going to talk about allegedly true crimes set to music.
That's later in the show. But first, we've got some new music to review.
Even though we were just friends, I think of us as bookends. And I'm gonna love you till I die. And you think you're going to heaven, and that I going to hell, and that I'm gonna keep on dancing till I hear that ringing bell. Head's gonna roll.
That is a little bit of Head's Gonna Roll, the opening track on the new album by Jenny Lewis. The record's called On the Line. Greg, I think we're almost at the point where Jenny Lewis doesn't really need much introduction anymore. We've been covering her on the show and in our columns since 1998, when she emerged on the music scene with Blake Sennett as co-leader of the indie rock band Rilo Kiley. She made a big splash when she released her solo debut, Rabbit Fur Coat, in 2006. As I recall, it was a favorite that year of both of us, among the top records of the year. Jenny has released four albums total to date. They've all been impressive in different ways. Some interesting collaborators. This newest, boy, holy cow, you can't tap better talent than, several tracks have Ringo Starr on drums. You've heard of him. Mm-hmm. Not only Ringo, but Jim Keltner as well, the great session musician. Beck is recording and producing some tracks. Ryan Adams has worked on others. Jenny Lewis has worked with him before. This was before his recent Me Too moment of reckoning. And she has since spoken out about him in particular and about others in general in this Me Too moment, which has infected even our beloved music scene, a long overdue reckoning. Let's hear some music from this record, and we'll dive in deep with our opinions. This is the song Wasted Youth by Jenny Lewis from On the Line on Sound Opinions.
That is Wasted Youth from the new Jenny Lewis record, On the Line. Jim, you're right. She's been around a number of years. It's almost like you don't realize. Suddenly, Jenny Lewis is 43 years old, you know? It's like she's been around for part of the music scene for 20 years, making excellent music for the most part. I would put this record right at the top of her achievements. I think that she's underrated as an influence. I think you can connect the dots between her influences, people like Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac, mm-hmm. or Bonnie Raitt from that California scene. She's very influenced by those Laurel Canyon songwriters.
Linda Ronstadt.
Yes, yeah, for absolutely. Sure. And move it forward into, you know, that Swedish duo, First Aid Kit. Mm-hmm. Kacey Musgraves, who has just won Grammy Album of the Year. I think there's a lot of Jenny Lewis influence in Kacey Musgraves' music.
And a fellow traveler with Nico Case.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Songwriters like that.
So as a songwriter, as a singer, she's a huge figure in California music. there's a lot of decadence in these songs. If you notice, almost every one of these songs, there's some kind of booze or pill involved. There's a lot of self-medicating going on.
This is a very Los Angeles record. You know, everybody is talking in the last couple of weeks about that movie, The Dirt, about one of the worst bands ever made, Motley Crue, reprehensible as people, reprehensible as a band.
Yeah.
But there is this kind of L.A. decadence, druggy, sexual, over-the-top, self-destructive, and Jenny's in the middle of it.
Yeah, and she's writing very frankly about it. She's writing from the perspective of a lot of those Los Angeles kids who had this sort of, you know, hey, we're living in Los Angeles, we're living the dream. But meanwhile, you're coming from a broken family and you've got these string of bittersweet relationships, which is exactly her story.
Yeah.
She was the breadwinner as a teenager in a family with a drug addict mom and an absent dad.
She was a child actress star.
Right,
I left
that
out of her bio.
Yeah.
You know, because she's accomplished some things since.
But I think she's got a lot to look back on. So I think she feels herself sort of in that midlife area where she's looking back to move forward. And a lot of people are going through that sort of, you know, you could call it a crisis if you want, midlife crisis. To me, it's just being honest about who you are and where you are in life. There's a lot of honesty in these songs. And at the same time, there's all this turbulence in the lyrics, but then you've got these melodies that are just glorious. It's almost like a, you know, I have to juxtapose this ugliness with something beautiful. So that is a classic California trope. You know, Joni Mitchell, Jackson Brown, they crafted these really introspective, sometimes dire songs in beautiful melodies. And that's what she's doing here.
I've seen a few reviewers compare it to Darlene Love. And I think that's an interesting comparison, too. You know, this incredible, beautiful pop music made under these dark circumstances with Phil Spector, right? It's almost a cliche when we're talking about female singer-songwriters lately to talk about this incredible novelistic detail. It's a cliche because it's good. Bring it on. Bring more. We have so many great young women writers at this point. But Jenny, you know, her ability to talk about a fight with a partner in a perhaps very bad for her relationship that lasts more than a decade, and to bring it down to an argument over the merits of Elliott Smith and Grenadine. Right? I mean, it's just such a wonderful little short story novelist kind
detail,
of detail.
Yeah.
And we disagreed about everything from Elliott Smith to Grenadine. He fell asleep.
Empathetic backing she gets from, you know, Ringo Starr, Jim Keltner. I forgot to mention Ben Montench, friend of Sound Opinions.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an extraordinarily well-produced album that she owns every minute of. Some people are saying it gets a little light at the end in terms of pop songs, Rabbit Hole and Taffy.
I'm not.
Like that. You know, she has been through this decadent all-night party abusing herself and others. She doesn't spare herself. You know, she's kind of a jerk in some of these songs. And then it comes out to this ray of sunshine at the end.
Yeah.
You know, the pop. You know, after the all-night decadent drug orgy at a L.A. mansion, you know, the sun starts to rise. And there's nothing like an L.A. sunrise. I couldn't like On the Line by Jenny Lewis more.
General goes a beating right outside my door. What do you mean for? Well, the tomcat's out there, the witch hunter's out there too. Well, the tomcat's out there, the witch hunter's out there too. You better look out for the curse.
That is a track called Jungle Drums by the Dex Rom Weber duo from 2011. That is Dex Romweber, the namesake of the group, on guitar and vocals, and on drums, one Sarah Romweber, his older sister, who died in early March at the age of 55. Jim, you know, we talk about the North Carolina music scene, and you mention names like Mitch Easter and Don Dixon and Chris Stamey and Peter Holsapple, these giants of that scene in late 70s, early 80s that established the sound, right? A power pop, college rock as it was known back then, the sort of the indie underground, guitar-based music. Sarah Romweber was at the very center of it. She was one of the key players in that scene and has been in multiple bands in North Carolina over the last few decades. She was considered one of the, not just a great drummer, but, you know, one of those people in the community that everybody looked up to. She was always out supporting other bands. She was giving advice to her fellow musicians, the up-and-comers on the North Carolina scene. When she died, the outpouring of tributes to her from people like the members of Superchunk, for example, were just really touching, really profound. You can tell that she was one of the most beloved members of that community. You know, she's known with playing with her brother, the Dex Romweber duo. She was in a very good band, Snatches of Pink, prior to that. The band I want to focus on is Let's Active. I think that was one of the most important bands in that scene. A lot of people remember that as Mitch Easter's band. He was kind of the primary vocalist and songwriter. But that band really didn't gel until Sarah came in. It was a trio. It was Mitch Easter on guitar and vocals. It was Faye Hunter on bass and backing vocals. And Sarah Romweber, 17 years old, on drums and vocals. Now, Sarah was a powerhouse drummer. But in addition to that, she was one of those drummers who listened to the song. She played the song. It wasn't about her. And I think that's what made her such a valuable part of that scene, the way that she was able to bring power, enthusiasm, and energy, but also come up with ideas in the way the arrangements would work and how she would accent things.
A true force of life. Can I have a humble brag?
Yeah.
I got to share drum sets once with Sarah Romweber, Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Nicest person in the world, right?
Oh, my God. Incredible. Yeah. What a night.
Yeah. Sarah was, you know, anybody who talked to her, anybody who saw her was magnetized by this person. And it's a tremendous loss for not only the North Carolina music scene, but for music in general. I want to go back to that first single that that Let's Active established, that sort of North Carolina scene in the early 80s with Mitch Easter on vocals and Sarah Romweber on drums. Here's the song, Every Word Means No, from Let's Active on Sound Opinions. Watching. That is Let's Active with Every Word Means No, a very important record in the North Carolina independent music scene from 1982 with the great Sarah Romweber, the teenage Sarah Romweber on drums, in tribute to her, dead at the age of 55.
When we come back, songs about true crimes. That's in a minute on Sound Opinions from WBEZ Chicago and PRX.
Pistol shots ring out in the